my name's Kelvin, and this piece is titleless. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want for anything. Obviously, he will give us the desires of our hearts, but not if we aren't seeking. Does the desires of our hearts for his will only come when we are grieving? How could it be that we aren't receiving so much faith and prayer with little faith in God? Is that why when death comes, there's that quick altar call saying, God, I surrender if you let them live. They die, and the only question is, Lord, why did you do this? Aren't you tired of questioning the creative purpose on your life? Don't you think that there is so much more to your simple little life? Don't you want to be on fire, consumed by just his touch? Why are you searching and seeking for nothing when he is love? He is noble. He is just. He is number one in the field of trust. He does not have to answer to anyone. He is the I am. You should thank him just because. If he's never done another thing, he's already done enough. Don't be fooled by the TV, the media lies. It shows all the blemishes of being saved, but God's power, it hides. I'm asking this because I love you in Christ. Will you let Jesus save your life? He's already shed blood for us and died. What more must he prove? He has nothing to lose but your life. There's nothing worse than to live just to die when God has plans for us to die so we can live again. He is the Son of Man, filled with righteousness. Join me in his imprisonment. He wants to hold us captive. Aren't you tired of the silliness? Aren't you tired of struggling, being weary all the time? Join a church, get involved, serve, pray fast, pay your tithes. If you sow, you will reap a harvest in due time. Relax your mind. Don't you know that there's a peace that surpasses and no one understands why? Walk in the spirit. Don't get caught in your flesh. You won't and cannot please God like that.